Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Listen to Talk with Marie Live. Get ready for some music, books, social events, and special guests. Here's your host, Marie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today we have a special event going on in Second Life right now. We have poet Morg McMillan Shoreland and musician-songwriter Brendan Shoreland. They are both performing right now. So as always, I'm going to give you a little sneak peek so you can catch the performance live right now. If you go in my profile, you'll see Brendan's website so you guys can see and listen to more of his music. You can also hear Morg's poetry and Brendan's music on SoundCloud, which is always a plus because you're going to be hearing some old works, some new works, and this is the best way to kind of see more of what they have. So I want to thank you all, everyone on Twitter and Pinterest. I appreciate the follow. Probably after today, I'll do another show. As you can probably hear, my nose, it's a little congested, but I want it to be on so I can share what's going on in Second Life and Concert Window. Yesterday, there was a live jam going on in Cleveland with Michael Wells, Maximilian, Bat, Edward Lowell, Me Too, he knew writer, so many different musicians from Second Life meeting in Cleveland. So it was great watching them performing live together, jamming. So let's see what's going on in Second Life with Brendan Shoreland.
Down from the top of your soapbox. Let's find out
this boat really rocks. No, I won't do what you want. I'll stand alone. I won't follow your back. When I got one of my own. That's a song called The Inner Saboteur. Right. And, let's just get myself back there. Right. And one of the nice things about using voice, actually, is that I can see I'm starting to move into distortion. And I wasn't. So that's good. Okay. This is a song called How Are You Doing After All This Time? And basically, I was married between 1975 and 1989. Hang on, 75, 85? Between 1975 and 89. That's right. And it was some years after we parted company that this song came to me. So many years since I last saw you. When my dreams of married bliss were shattered, I came to see how much I've taken you for granted, and how I pursued on your good nature. How are you doing after all this time? I hope you finally found the happiness that I couldn't give you. How are you doing after all this time? I hope you found all the success you deserve. See, she passes by. I see things much more clearly. I see what I did to you instead of what you didn't do for me. The pain and the sorrow have long ago subsided. But I still think of you once in a while. How are you doing after all this time? I hope you finally found the happiness that I couldn't give you. How are you doing after all this time? I hope you found all the success you deserve. Thank you. How are you doing after all this time? I hope you finally found the happiness that I couldn't give you. How are you doing after all this time? I hope you found all the success you deserve. It was. Well, no.
All right, you just heard Brendan Shoreland, who's streaming live from the UK with his partner Morg McMillan Shoreland. Morg is the poet, and Brendan is the songwriter, musician. And I think Brendan has even turned some of Morg's poems into, what do you call it, into music, which is always, always awesome to have such a partner. So those two are an amazing duo in Second Life. So they have tons of performances throughout the week. So I make sure you guys have Brendan's website where you can check out his music. So you can go to his website, but also on SoundCloud. And Morg's poems can also be found on there. So last weekend, I mentioned to you guys, I went to tons of shows. And this week was no different. I was able to catch, I think, James Olmos. I got two shows on Friday, one at Key West and then another one under the Willows. Then took So OK to this new venue I've never been for about 2 hours or so. Then Bright also performed right after after James. So Friday night was really fun. And then yesterday, it's also blurry now, I did catch the Cleveland Jam out of both in Second Life and on Concert Window. So those are really fun. So I'm going to check some of my pictures because that's how I remember. Then there's a new venue that was doing the grand opening. So I went to see Pippa. I believe it's a Hollywood themed sort of venue. Everyone was on. So that was really great. So I want to make sure that you guys are able to sort of check out all the musicians. I'm going to have the links on my profile so you guys can check them out. And then, so Brendan is going to continue on until for another half an hour. So I just want to make sure you guys hear some of Morg's poems, and then Brendan will do all originals. And then he has tons of shows coming up. The next show he has is actually going to be on Friday, the 26th, at Stargazer Cafe at 10 a.m. SLT. And then he has a whole lineup in March. So those two, I want them to start coming to the gallery more often. It's been way too long because they do more, also perform in her local area as well. So you just never know with calendars and scheduling. But I want to thank both of them for always accepting my invitation to perform after we do our open mic poetry. And today was wonderful. Special thanks to everyone who came over and listened. A special thank you to Lemonodo, who's always right there with me, hosting, co-hosting this open mic. It's been 5 years now we've been doing this. So truly appreciate all the support. And then Angel Jade Ryder is back from the from carnival season in Trinidad, and so she finally did her open mic today, which is always fun. She did some My Angel, some original, and some authors we don't usually hear about. So always a lot for me to share with you guys. So let's go back, see what's happening in Second Life. If you just tune in, you're listening to Talk with Marie Live on Blog Talk Radio. Today I'm featuring poet Morg McMillan Shoreland and musician songwriter Brendan Shoreland. So let's see what they're up to.
Mm-hmm. That was Nobody's Night. Is that what it's called? So, it's been a while since we've been here. It's nice to be here again. It's nice to actually do an event where it isn't banging on about tip jars. yes, I do appreciate that. This one takes us back to Occupy Wall Street, September 2011. And at the time, Morg was living in northern Germany, I was living in southwest England, and the Skype cable between the two homes was red hot at the time. We used it a lot, this song on Skype. And it was about the Wall Street situation and about the broader political scene at the time. And for me, it was actually something that I, oh dear me, I've grown up trusting the BBC. Trusting them to tell me what I need to know, trusting them to be fair, reasonable, impartial, and balanced. And it was during Occupy Wall Street when there was a deafening silence from all the media about what was happening. I suddenly realised that if ever the BBC deserved to be trusted, those days had gone. Sing me a sweet lullaby, a fairy tale of politics. Tuck me up in that comforting blanket that smells of your sugar-coated sheep. We nurture each leader and call him our friend, for as long as he does what's expected. But if he begins to have thoughts of his own, his lifespan is seriously affected. Sing me a sweet lullaby, a fairy tale of politics. Tuck me up in that comforting blanket that smells of your sugar-coated sheep. Our neighbors are advised to report us if we do things that don't look quite right. If we shop like a terrorist, or stand looking thoughtful, or go for a walk in the night. Sing me a sweet lullaby, a fairy tale of politics. Tuck me up in that comforting blanket, smells of your sugar-coated sheep. We're aware of the wizards of Wall Street, turning hot air into negotiable bonds. They consume all our hydrocarbons and create all those poisonous bombs. Sing me a sweet lullaby, a fairy tale of politics. Tuck me up in that comforting blanket that smells of your sugar-coated sheep.
Love Talk with Marie. Follow the show on Twitter and Pinterest.
by Walford Miller and Brendan Shortland. What didn't I warn? Not I warn anyone about. Oh, right. Ah, I see. I thought long and hard about, could we rephrase that? And, no, not really. It says exactly what we mean to say. That's what it is.
All right. We are still listening to Morg and Brendan Shoreland. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Talk with Marie today. If you enjoy the show, you can follow me on Twitter and Pinterest. And then I'll be back with more music, books, and social events going on in Second Life in Concert Window. So hopefully you guys are enjoying some great shows wherever you are. If you're in Concert Window, say hi if you're on there. And in Second Life, you guys can always become a resident and check out what's going on there. So have an awesome week. I'm going to go back to Second Life and let you guys listen in to the rest of the show. Again, thanks, and I'll see you next time.
Talk with Marie. Follow the show on Twitter and Pinterest.
I mean, obviously, there's the Catholic priests who have been spotlighted, quite rightly, for that kind of stuff. Over here, funnily enough, it's the BBC, where in the 60s and 70s, there were several prominent television presenters and superstars of the day who took liberties. And a lot of people sort of, it's all kind of going through the courts at the moment, over the last 5 years or so. And a lot of people are saying, how come it takes so long? And it was such a long time ago, why worry about it now? And speaking as an adult survivor of childhood sexual abuse, I understand exactly. You're told to keep it secret. You're told that there will be all sorts of dire consequences if you don't, and you believe it. The 8-year-old believes it. And it's when you get to your 50s, you suddenly think, maybe they were wrong.
Straw-coloured grass under a glary sun, the vast plain dozes in October heat. Ancient ruins, the only remnants of the life once vibrant in this place, were still meagre. Streets and houses, stones overgrown, nature takes back her territory, a few small blossoms clouded most of the face.
secret safe for decades too long. When I remembered what was real, you were well and truly gone. At last I tasted freedom, tinged with guilt and with shame, until with help I realized that I carried no blame. All I have to do is leave you back in yesterday. All I have to be is anything I choose today. All I have to say is heartfelt truth in my own way. So that's a song called That's What Predators Do. And, right, this is going to be my final one. A little more light-hearted. I certainly had to go through it a few times before I knew that I could get to the end without bursting into tears, quite frankly. Yeah. For the first time I presented it in public, as in real life, that was challenging. Anyway, I was unemployed for 3 years, around about, 95 to 97, something like that. And I had no idea it was going to be that long. And I was doing all the stuff I was being told to do, writing lots of letters, everything. And, you know, it's quite dispiriting. But there we go. And in the middle of it all, I wrote a song. It's called Self-Motivation. And basically, I was reading all these advertisements in the Situations Vacant column of the newspaper. And I just kind of regurgitated that vocabulary. I got the letter just a few days ago. It said, thank you for your interest in our company. We regret to advise you that the vacancy is now filled, but we'll keep your name on file for future possibility. I could rot on the dole for another 6 months. They don't want my transferable skills. They don't need my caring disposition. They can live without my... Why, deep within me, it's the color of my skin and a fluctuating karma. I could rot on the dole for another 6 months.